to the Page One Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Zwilling with Howard Hand of Real Estate Services. Welcome you to the show. Today, I want to talk a little bit about the seller's market and to see where sellers stand in today's market conditions. And we are still in a seller's market. Interest rates are incredibly low and inventory is still very low. What is stopping sellers from putting their home on the market? And the answer is they have nowhere to go. With inventory being as low as it is, I think a lot of sellers are very nervous to put their home on the market, knowing that they're going to sell their home very quickly and not have a place to go to. So if you have a home to sell at this time and you're moving into an apartment or moving back with family, well, it's a great time to sell. If you're looking to upgrade or downgrade or downsize, if you will, to your home, finding a home first is probably more important than selling your home. And a lot of times we tell people, you know, let's put your home on the market first, and we'll, while we're putting your home on the market and marketing it, we'll find you a home. And that's actually ended up being a problem for a lot of sellers because, again, their home had sold in the first week and they went out to the market and the cupboards are bare and there's no inventory that they want. The homes that are still on the market right now are either overpriced or they have a problem with their condition. And we always say that in real estate that if a house is on the market for a long period of time, it's price or condition or a little bit of both. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing a lot of people listening to the noise in the marketplace that you can get top dollar for your home. And that is true most of the time, but there's a couple things that you have to consider. One, the home has to be priced correctly. Now, it's going to be top price, but again, it has to be within the realm of the comparables and the comps in the area. And the condition has got to be okay. Now, I don't mean great. I don't mean superb. But it has to have mechanics that work and function, a roof that has life on it, a foundation that's not crumbling, and, you know, basically a home that people can see themselves living in. And I think a lot of homes that are still on the market right now are really poorly marketed, and, you know, we're slapping a sign on the front lawn, putting a lockbox on the door, overpricing the home and expecting top dollar. Now, sometimes that does happen, unfortunately. And what I say unfortunately is because, again, it distorts the market conditions. It really makes a lot of other sellers and buyers frustrated. Number one, if a home that's overpriced, not in good condition, is selling at top dollar, that noise translates to the next buyer or seller. And the seller would say, well, I should get top dollar for my home. And when they don't, they refer back to those market conditions. So it really sets a false narrative sometimes in the marketplace. And it's really hard for real estate salespersons or brokers to sometimes explain that. And I feel like I spend a lot of time with clients doing what I would say damage control and explaining to them that the market is fickle. It's interesting. Some days you will get a home sold very quickly that's not in good shape. And some days there's a home that's in great condition and it takes a little bit to sell. It all depends on the situation of the market. And we are in November right now. We just finished up with Thanksgiving and I hope you had a great holiday. But a lot of buyers in the marketplace, the spring market buyers have gone into hibernation. And what you see right now is a lot of situational buyers and sellers in the marketplace. And they either have to move or they figure that they're going to take a chance at less competition if you're a buyer amongst other people that don't want to go out in the rain and the snow if you live in an area like that. And I know in Western New York, we are fortunate to get snow, rain, sleet, wind. And it's a little bit different, but the market is still hot. And we are still seeing homes sell within the first week, first couple days. Again, if it's priced correctly, it's in pretty decent shape. That's usually the criteria. So what does a seller do if they want to sell their home and they want to upgrade? And the answer to me is meet with your realtor, sit down with them, devise a plan of what you want, where you want, how much you want to spend, and go find it. Don't put your home on the market just yet. And we've done this with a few clients this year, and we got everything ready. We pre-walked the home and did kind of like a needs assessment of what needed to be done, what needed to be cleaned, maybe depersonalized, decluttered into the home. And we looked around and I made some recommendations based on, where we need to be. And then we talked about price and, we ran the numbers, did some comparative market analysis and competitive market analysis. And I'll get into what both of those are in a minute. And basically pre-filled out a lot of the paperwork except for certain things like prices and dates, and kind of stored the file away and said, "You listen, when we find a home, we'll put an offer in. If we get that home, we will have some time to put your home on the market." Now, what that creates is a contingency. And contingencies in this market are very difficult to do because, again, if you're contingent, I think it's better if you sell the home, beforehand. But it's really hard because, again, people are afraid that they're not going to be able to sell their home and the timelines are not going to match up. So, again, you find a home, you get it under contract, you write contingencies, and then you market to the listing agent what your plan is. And I did this just recently and said, "Hey, look, we don't have the home on the market. We're ready to go within 2 days. And this is where it is. This is the price we're going with. We also have a built-in price strategy to reduce the home if it doesn't sell within the first 2 weeks. I'm confident that it will sell. This is our marketing plan. This is what we're going to do with some open houses." And by explaining to the listing agent that you are on top of your game, explaining to the listing agent that you understand that the market is really hot right now and you've priced it accordingly, I think that you have a really good chance. Now, again, if you're in a competitive situation, you're running up against somebody who is non-contingent and their price is better, their conditions are better, well, guess what? You're probably going to lose. However, it's one of those things where you have to at least take that chance. Now, I tell buyers and sellers this all the time. If you have a home to sell and you're looking to buy a home, if there's a way that you can become non-contingent in this market, I suggest trying it, whether it be a family member or a 401k or some kind of money stored away. If you can basically take a loan against that and become non-contingent, buy a home, sell your home because you're going to sell it, and pay yourself back or pay whoever you borrowed the money from, it's a lot easier for you to do that. And that's scary. People's life savings and their 401ks are very prided investments that they don't want to mess with. And family members, again, a lot of times will do that. So again, it's a situation where you have to improve your position, and sellers are often, very nervous about that. They're like, "Where am I going to go?" So we've been reaching out to potential sellers and saying, "Look, let's start the buy process. Let's get out there. Let's buy something. But your home has to be ready." So a lot of times, and again, I have this with some clients where I'm like, "Look, once we go under contract, it's go time, and we have to put your home on the market within a day or two. So get your home ready." So I have some clients right now that started looking and lost on a couple offers, and they're like, "Listen, we need to get our home in order. We need to get our home ready to go, because we don't want to hold on to two mortgages." And that's understandable. But again, being ready to go. And again, it takes some time and it is stressful, but again, it'll pay off in the long run if that's what you need to do. I got some sellers that are like, "Look, I'm going to wait for the buyer's market so that I'm, going to get that top dollar." And I'm saying, okay, that's understandable, but here's the issue. You don't know what the spring market is going to hold in terms of interest rates. Interest rates could skyrocket, which I don't think they will, but again, they will be going up. And you just don't know what the situation is going to be at that point in time. Now, we've been in a seller's market for some years now, and that's eventually going to change. Now, the inventory hasn't caught up. New homes are being built, you know, around the clock, and you know, some markets are starting to see that where it's starting to level off a little bit. Now, again, we still don't have enough inventory for the amount of buyers. And again, we are still, our amount of inventory needs to be 4 to 6 months, and it's not. So again, advantage to the sellers. Again, if you're buying. We've also done some things for some of the sellers where we've reached out to areas and communities of people that have homes not on the market. And we have sent them letters. We've called. Again, we can't do it right now because of the pandemic with cold calling. But we've sent letters out to people and said to them, hey, have you ever considered selling your home? I have buyers in your neighborhood that are looking. And again, the possibility of putting your home, you know, to sell your home at this point in time could very well be advantageous to you. Because again, I have a buyer. So we've had some people call, and we've sold the home before it even hit print. And, you know, again, we did the one-day listing type situation. But again, they were in that position. And again, we rolled those people that were selling their home, that didn't even have their home on the market, and finding them something if they were downsizing or something like that. So again, there's ways to work in this seller's market right now. But I will tell you this, when you are putting your home on the market, you need to put your home in the best possible light. You have one chance at a first impression when you put your home on the market, and you need not to forget that. I think a lot of people listen to the noise, and I say, you know, everybody's all, you can get top dollar for your home. There's still some things that need to be done in your home. Keep it clean, keep it decluttered, keep it depersonalized, fix the things that need to be fixed. You wouldn't want to buy a home that had things that were hidden from you. Don't do that to someone else. I believe in karma, and I don't think that that's a good thing. Put a good product on the market right now and make sure that you show it in the best possible light. Because again, someone may be glancing on the internet or going through an open house or having a half an hour tour, and they have that short amount of time to make the decision whether they're going to make this the home that they want to live in for the next, you know, 7 to 10 years or longer. And again, you want to have something that is very sellable. And to increase that saleability, you need to do those things. In this market, people tend not to worry about paint colors and rug colors, but more about the safety and structure of a building. If the roof has life on it, it's not leaking, mechanics are working and have been serviced correctly, and the foundation is not falling in, you have a pretty decent product right away. But there are things that you can do to improve that, and talking to a real estate professional should give you some ideas on what you need to do and what you can do to improve that saleability. Again, you want to be price or condition, a little bit of both. You don't want to be in that conversation. You want to be in, this is a great house, it's going to sell very quickly. But you want to have the peace of mind of knowing that you have your destination already secured. And I think you're seeing a lot of sellers starting to open up to that idea. And again, you have nothing to lose when you are looking at properties before your home's on the market. Because again, if you don't find something, you don't have to put your home on the market. Now, getting your home ready to sell on a moment's notice. Okay, there's some time and some sweat equity that has to be put into your home to get your home ready if it needs it. And you might have to make some necessary fixes to some small things or some cosmetic changes. But these are things that are going to improve your life situation regardless if you sell your home or not. So let's say for someone says, well, what if I do all this work and I don't find a house? Well, you have a home that is in great shape, it's clean, it's decluttered, and some of the things that needed to be fixed are now fixed, and you're in really good shape. So to me, it's a win-win situation. Anytime that you can improve your home, it's a win. And when you're ready to go, it's that much easier. The market will change. We don't know when. You know, we can forecast and we can look at numbers and metrics, but the bottom line is we just don't know. And right now, again, it's still a seller's market. So if you're considering selling your home right now, talk to a real estate professional, see where you want to be in the price and get your house in order. A real estate professional should be able to get you where you need to be in terms of the saleability of your home and getting all the other pieces in place. Again, when you're a buyer, getting pre-qualified and to look at the numbers, to see the market conditions, to explain what's going to happen when you buy. Because again, if you've owned your home for, let's say, you know, 7 to 10 years, the market conditions from 7 to 10 years ago are different than they are now. And I've been in the business for close to 10 years now. And a lot of real estate professionals told me when I first got into the business was, you know, the market has changed in the last 5 years more than it has in the last 50. So, you know, this is different stuff. And again, you know, when my dad bought our home, interest rates were 14%. And now they're between 3 and 4%. And I hear people, oh my God, the interest rates are so bad. Are they? When you look at the grand scheme of things, they're not. But again, some people might be up against a number. So again, talking to a mortgage professional regarding your buying power is super important as well. So a lot to do when you're selling your home. And when you are looking to buy a home, you know, it's a myriad of emotions. And certainly getting in and falling in love with the home and not being able to get it is going to happen. And I tell clients all the time when we're buying, listen, you're going to lose a home in a multiple offer situation. It just is what it is. And a lot of buyers just have a very difficult time with that. They emotionally fall in love with the home that they see. And when they don't get it, they're so distraught, they just walk away from the market. So despite all the time that we spend and we put into trying to set the client up and explain to them that this could happen, it still doesn't sit right. And that's understandable. But again, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. And that's how I look at it. If you didn't get the home, there was a reason. If you did get the home, it was time. And a lot of people might say that's phooey. And they're saying, you know, that's just something you say. And that's fine. But again, this market takes a little bit of luck sometimes and a whole lot of planning. And we can do that if you just take a moment. So again, if you're a seller and you're looking to sell your home and buy a home or downsize, call a real estate professional. Call me. And I would be glad to help you put up a plan to get together. And if it doesn't work, we'll come up with a different plan. Because again, we have to call audibles every once in a while in the real estate market. It's just what it is. And that's what makes it so interesting. So get your information correct and formulate an opinion. If you're considering it, think about what you want, where you want to be, what price range you want to be in, and talk to a mortgage professional about your buying power. And if not, talk to a real estate professional first and they'll set you up. You want to have everything in order before you go forward. Well, that's all the time I have for now. Hopefully I gave you some information for you to chew on. And if you like what you heard, hit that subscribe button. That's all the time I have for now. I'm Jason Zwelling with Howard Hanna Real Estate Services. Have a good day.